This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. A leading member of the European Parliament called today for a European FBI. He said that European governments need to cooperate more in tracking down international terrorists. Investigators in Britain, Germany, France, Italy, and other European countries are working closely with U.S. authorities after the September 11th attacks. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports now that one place of special interest to investigators is the Islamic Cultural Center in Milan.
The doorway at number 50 on this wide avenue leads into a large courtyard. It's Milan's Islamic Cultural Institute and a makeshift mosque. Sounds of prayer come from inside a building. The men here look at two reporters with disdain. The president of the institute, Abdelhamid Shari, a Libyan, is angry at the media. He says our lawyers are handling our affairs. The media says we're terrorists. If we're terrorists, we want to be put in jail. Otherwise, we want those who slander us to pay. A document recently issued by the U.S. Treasury Department claims this Islamic center is the main European operational base of the Al-Qaeda network. Investigating magistrate Maurizio Grillo headed a 1995 probe into the Islamic center. He says there were grounds to suspect that behind its religious facade, the institute was a cover for Islamic terrorists.
Cosa avevamo?
We discover a network with a pyramid structure headed by the religious leader, the imam. Below him, there were cells separate from each other. One cell did not know the tasks entrusted to another cell. The leader of each cell recruited members through a rigid selection and indoctrination and answered only to the imam.
Grigo issued arrest warrants for 63 people, including the imam at the time, the Egyptian Anwar Shaban. Shaban was a fiery cleric who fled Italy and later died in what Grigo says were mysterious circumstances in the war in Bosnia. The other suspects were charged with criminal conspiracy, recruitment for terrorist activities, forgery, extortion, and arms trafficking. Grigo says his probe revealed there were similar groups elsewhere in Italy and that the network branched out to Britain, France, Germany, Bosnia, Afghanistan, and North Africa.
Their illegal activities indicated the likelihood that these cells could be used in the near future for attacks of global terrorism.
The case is in limbo due to procedural issues, but further evidence of the existence of a wide terror network came to light with the arrest in Milan of Esid Sami Ben Kemais and four other Tunisians last April. In Kemais' apartment, police found 40 video cassettes showing scenes of military training in Afghanistan and gory battle scenes from Chechnya. The arrest came after months of intercepted calls and conversations. In the wake of the September 11th attacks, Italian investigators have started to reanalyze hundreds of pages of transcripts, and a picture has emerged of a network of terrorist cells spanning Italy, Spain, Germany, France, Belgium, and Britain. The transcripts offer credible proof of the operational links between the various European cells. Leo Sisti, an investigative journalist for the news weekly L'Espresso, says that after a police raid last December in Frankfurt led to the arrest of several terrorists, suspects, there was panic in Milan.
There are transcripts of these intercepts where the leader of the Italian cell, this man, Sami Esid Ben Kemais, was recorded saying to another man, to another colleague, please take care, pay attention, because you have to cover yourself, hide yourself.
The men in El Kemais' apartment discussed at length how to build bombs out of everyday objects.
Tomato cans used to make, bombs. For example, how to make a chemical bomb, but which was poisonous.
The investigation shows that the key suspects do not come from the Muslim slums of European capitals, but are generally well-educated Arabs who have blended unobtrusively into the host society. They're well-schooled in the art of disguise, just like an Egyptian arrested a week ago in a southern Italian port. The man was found inside a container on a ship. He had with him a laptop, two mobile phones, cameras, several airport security passes, and a Canadian passport. He's the first person charged with a new crime introduced by the government after September 11th, international terrorism. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Milan.